Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we're picking up our conversation with one of my discoveries at the Natural Products Expo West at the Anaheim Convention Center. And I really need to credit my colleague, Anne-Marie Panaringan of Voice of OC, who was the one that first tipped me off about United Food. And they're based right here in Yorba Linda. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And it is a pleasure to welcome Clara Pei of Unite Food back to the show. Clara, hello again.
Hi.
Now, you've had a two-page spread in Food and Beverage Magazine, and the phone's ringing off the hook. So where do you go from there?
So we got a great test at Bristol Farms. They put us into their local program, and we outsold every other bar by like 10-1 in that program. And so I knew that we had a hit, and I knew it gave me the confidence. And from there, you know, I met the Walmart buyer, and he agreed to give me a 30-minute interview. And he loved the bar, loved the mission of the brand, and he was our big first yes. So
no kidding. I mean, Clara, you don't walk into Walmart as a budding entrepreneur with a protein snack bar and sell Walmart. I mean, our listeners need to know that this is nothing short of amazing. You know, these folks are not easy to deal with. This is a very, very large company. They kill suppliers for pennies. And here's Clara. I love it.
Yeah, they've actually been an amazing partner. You know, they took a risk on us. They said, we believe in you, Clara. And it was because of my operational experience. They knew I could deliver, and I knew how to get the product to their stores. And we had great momentum going. And so they said yes. And I'm just, you know, so happy that, like, this June we'll be in 2,000 Walmart stores. And so we just
congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. And also, you know, and that brought other people to the table. So we're all.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It's follow the leader.
Totally. And so Sprouts has put us also in all their stores and some, you know, stores in the Midwest like Meijer and a lot of independent stores. But really, you know, for me, it's not about, it's about where can I find my customer to help them eat better, be better, give them a wellness option that's delicious that they don't have to sacrifice taste for.
Absolutely. Now, Clara, before we go on, we should talk about, I mentioned them briefly, but I want you to kind of give the provocative descriptions. Let's talk about the three varieties that are available in the line, just so we can tempt our listeners a little more. What was actually the first product you developed, the PB&J?
No, it was actually the churro.
Aha. So, well, let's start with the churro.
So if you grow up going to Disneyland all the time, because we're here in Orange County, you know, churros are the most delicious treat that there's always this long line for. And lots of Americans love churros and love that kind of cinnamony, sugary goodness. And so I thought, well,
yes, yes, and yes.
Let's take something super decadent and make it healthy. You know, I don't eat churros so much as an adult anymore because, you know, they're fried and all these things. And so I really wanted to capture that flavor but I wanted it to be healthy. So we start there with an almond butter base. You know, there's also crunchy almonds and there's crispy bits to kind of mimic the crisp of a churro. And then, you know, it's got that, it's got agave and dates in it to give it sweetness. And so it's the perfect blend of like chewy and crunchy because, you know, almond butter is chewy, and I wanted it to feel like you actually ate something and that's going to stick to your belly a little bit. But it's 190 calories. It's under 200 calories. It's 11 grams of protein. It's just a super delicious treat, and kids love it, of course. I didn't formulate these for kids, but because they're all natural, because there's nothing artificial or gross in it, you know, it's a great option for children. And so some of my favorite fans are, you know, 3 years old, and they know how to point to our bar and tell mom and dad that, hey, this is the one I love. And so as a mom myself, if your kid will eat something healthy all day long, you're going to buy that thing for them, because
absolutely,
it's so hard to get picky kids to eat something.
Lovely. Okay, so we got the churro going. What was hit selection number two?
It was Mexican hot chocolate, actually. And so Mexican hot chocolate is a treat that is well known in Southern California. It might not be known as well across the nation, but in Hispanic communities, it's like a holiday treat. So imagine hot chocolate with a little bit of cinnamon and just a little tiny dash of spice. And
it gives
it this warming sensation. And it's got just great chunks of chocolate in it. It's also got an almond butter base. And that one, you know, I remember I formulated these in my kitchen and then went to the co-man and made it manufacturable. But that one won, which is like the Emmy Award of the food industry, is called the Sophie Award from the Fancy Food Association. So it won Best Tasting Protein Bar in 2021 when it debuted. And so I'm really proud of that one because it's so different. Nobody had ever made a Mexican hot chocolate type bar before. And it's just decadent and chocolatey and good. And, you know, it fits with churro too. And so same statistics, you know, it's soy-free, preservative-free, under 200 calories, high fiber. And we haven't mentioned this before, but really some of our earliest endorsers have been nutritionists and registered dietitians. And they've approached me from Scripps in La Jolla and Henry Ford Medical in Detroit and the Cleveland Clinic, and they've come and rallied around the brand and said, you have the ideal nutrition duck. And so that's what makes me really proud.
And you should be. I mean, that is really remarkable. Okay, we have the churro. We have the Mexican hot chocolate with that little hint of chili, which I especially like. But then a flavor combination that is not unique to any ethnic group.
Exactly.
Tell us what the last one in the hit parade is, Clara.
Peanut butter and jelly. And that one is actually really important to me because our mission is to unite and to bring everybody together. And my American heritage is just as important to me and to represent. And so you've got peanut butter base with these lovely strawberry kind of jammy bits and crunchy peanuts. And it literally tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's what we hear over and over. And so it was important to me to represent all cultures. And, you know, these are our first three. And we'll be introducing another two this year. One is kind of like a Mediterranean-inspired flavor, and one is an Asian-inspired flavor. And so, you know, really it's about people coming to this aisle that don't normally buy protein bars because it never appealed to them. And so we're really excited to launch some new flavors. But peanut butter and jelly, home run. I mean, if you like a peanut butter and jelly, you don't want the mess. Put that in your backpack, and you will be loving life.
Clara, I agree with you. I think it's un-American not to like peanut butter and jelly, but we won't get controversial on this show. Now, let's jump to you finally were able to exhibit at the Natural Products Expo West this year. Tell us a little bit about how that experience went for you and what that's all about. Because, again, for our listeners to understand, you exhibited 3 days, correct?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Just let our listeners know about what sort of an experience that is to be on the floor from show open to show close. And then after the show closes, there's social obligations, you know, with your buyers and your customers. But kind of paint that picture, if you will, because Clara, to say that is intense is really understating what goes on.
Yeah, I mean, so we were in an area of the show called the Hot Products Pavilion, and that opens one day before the rest of the show and closes one day before the rest of the show. But because it's kind of like this place where buyers are coming to figure out what's new, what's hot, it's not the established brands, it's the emerging brands like mine, that we got this tremendous opportunity to have this booth that was like right in the front. And so, you know, we had chopped up enough samples, I thought, to last us till noon. There were like 500 samples. And literally within the first hour, they were gone. And I just looked at my booth. staff and my husband, and I said, oh, chop some more. I'm like, we're gonna get so many people. And there were like six deep of people trying to talk and get our attention at our booth. And I just felt so filled with gratitude at that point that our booth was resonating, that people were getting the product. And it was the first time I got to actually see people I didn't know eating the bar in front of me.
Aha.
Imagine that.
Yes.
I'd never sampled the bar at a, you know, anywhere.
Well, you were ready 2 years before, but circumstances dictated something else.
And that was magical to see somebody put it in their mouth and their eyes light up, or they walk away and then come back and go, what was that? And it was just awesome. I also got to be a keynote speaker the last day, which was awesome, talking about our mission and take the kind of center stage there at Expo West. So I went from 2 years ago not knowing one soul in food to keynoting at the largest expo that there is. And if that doesn't tell you that that's a miracle and that this is really, you know, something outside of the normal realm of what's normal, it's just, it's hugely encouraging. But it is an exhausting show. And I, lucky for me, I'm like a 99th percentile extrovert. So I enjoy.
Yeah, no, we pick that up, Clara, but that's good. You know, the protein bars obviously give you that extra shot of energy. So again, all good. You know, you're a billboard for your product.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, though, at that show, I was literally in the fetal position. Like, I couldn't talk to one more person. I couldn't even eat anything. I was just so exhausted, but in the very best way.
No. Clara, you're being very honest, but I want our listeners to understand what that experience is, that, you know, when you're working a show like this, it's not fun and games. It's very serious, because around every corner, you don't know who the next buyer from Kroger may be who's coming by to look you over. And so, I mean, you know, you got to be on all the time, and you got to be on your A game. And I have great respect what you've been able to accomplish in 2 years. Having had some experience in the gourmet specialty food product business, this is not easy, particularly when you are competing with the giants who have, you know, market research money and all the things mm-hmm. they do. Clara, as we're running out of time, just very quickly, your packaging is very attractive, the colors, the way it's all put together. Just very briefly, tell us about how you arrived at that, because when you see these bars on the shelf, they jump out at you.
Well, I knew exactly what I wanted. And when I thought of ethnic or global, I thought of the world's global bazaars that are very colorful, and whether you're in Mexico City or a Moroccan souk. And so I knew it had to be colorful to stand out in the sea of beige. And I literally co-designed this. You know, I had a great graphic artist in Austin. I flew to Austin, and me and her sat together, and in 2 hours, banged out the packaging. really, you know, because I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted the flavor to be really big. I wanted there to be delicious pictures that reminded you of what was inside of it. And so it was really, you know, something that I just had a very clear vision of what I wanted, and that made it go fast.
Wow. Clara, as we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for our listeners to be able to get more information about the line of Unite snack bars, and then also a couple of the major retailers in Southern California where your bars are available?
Awesome. So you can find us at unitefood.com. We're also on Amazon, and we are at Walmart, walmart.com, Sprouts, and check our store locator right on our website. It'll tell you exactly where to go buy them.
Ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur Clara Pei, it is the Unite line of protein snack bars. A couple more that are going to be added to the line before the end of the year, but right now, peanut butter and jelly, Mexican hot chocolate, and churro. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're up to the Edna Valley AVA, and we're talking wine. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.